Real Estate Investment Trust Investec Property Fund released their annual results. For the 12 months ended March 2019, the company reported a normalized distribution growth of 5.1% year-on-year, with shareholders getting a final dividend of 73.51 cents a share, bringing the total dividend to 142.32 cents a share. The company has characterized the South African market as a challenging one, with net property income rising a mere 0.8%. Positively, though, the company's vacancy rate was reduced to 2.4% from 4% in the year prior. Meanwhile, the company's international assets have yielded positive returns and are expected to do so in the short to medium term. To give us some insights on what's happening in the property market, I'm joined on the line by Andrew Wooler and Daryl Meyers. They're the two co-CEOs at Investec Property Fund. Thanks very much for joining us, gentlemen. So you note that your average income or net property income growth on your properties in South Africa was about 0.8%, which is a marked difference to the 5.7% you achieved in the year prior. So how would you characterize the market in the period under review?
Yeah, I think it's been certainly been a very challenging last 12 months, and I think the market is well aware of the headwinds that the SA property players have faced. 5.7% last year was a great result, and certainly looking back over the last 12 months at 0.8% is reflective of those challenging times. I think we saw some of our operating metrics remain very, very robust, with vacancy ratios coming off, so from 4% down to 2.4%, which is, I think, in the current environment a great achievement. And it really has been, you know, a focus on getting or filling space and making sure that we have limited or no void period. So
yes.
I think, you know, in the current market, quite a good result.
Mm. On that point, I see as part of your strategy, you talk about revenue security and growth. So what is it that you had to do to incentivize your tenants? And I see that you've had to agree to reductions of rent in many instances in your recent lease renewals.
Correct. So it's Daryl. Yeah, just, you know, the big thing for us is actually giving less incentives and more realistic rentals. For us, it's about early engagement with tenants. So in some cases, strategically, you will accept a lower rent for a shorter period to reduce the void. At least you're able to recover the op costs and the creep that we're finding with rates and taxes. So the incentive for us is around 1.7%, which we find fairly low in the market. So we're seeing realistic rentals with low incentive as opposed to over-incentivization and keeping our rentals high. So we think it's a real market rentals. Tactically, we're doing deals to fill voids, and, you know, as market conditions change, we're not locked into long-term low leases.
Understood. So your cost-to-income ratio rose to 18.8%. That's 2 percentage points up from the year prior. What are some of the cost challenges you guys are facing?
Yeah, I think number one has certainly been on the rates expense side. So we've seen rates across the portfolio increasing by around 25%. The recovery of that is a little bit lower. Mm. Certainly from a cost of occupation for our clients and tenant base across the portfolio, it becomes a lot more challenging. And obviously, as you have void periods, your ability to recover those rates and associated costs or op costs obviously diminishes. So that's certainly been the key driver. From a fixed cost perspective, I think we're running at about 3.5% fixed costs across the portfolio, so security, cleaning, and the like.
Yes.
So that is well under control. I think the latter, and it was raised by Darren in the last question, was around incentivization. So there is certainly the costs associated with attracting or retaining your existing tenants.
Yes.
Certainly a lot higher in today's environment than it was, you know, 2, 3, 4 years ago.
I see you are one of the property companies affected by the Edcon restructure. Which of your properties were affected, and to what extent is that going to impact your earnings going forward? And I suppose you guys decided, along with others, that it's better to try and help save Edcon, as the alternative scenarios may have been less palatable.
Okay, so thank you for that. We're exposed to 10 properties in the portfolio, a total of around 27,000 square meters. I think there was probably 3,000 square meters that would have caught us by surprise. So for us, it was no surprises. I think for sure it was about SA Inc. more importantly than a short-term view on just preserving income for our shareholders. You know, I think one has to take into account the massive impact this would have had in the job market, a massive knock-on effect that it would have had in the malls if they were retrenching or closing stores. So for sure, it was an SA Inc. decision. We believe that, you know, if we give them some headroom to operate and they can trade their way out of this environment, it'll be good for everyone. Hmm. At the same time, though, we felt that the rental reduction was just a more realistic way of reporting earnings. You know, we're actually getting the income that they're offering as opposed to advancing money to enhance our income. And for that, we took a lower slug of the equity. Mm-hmm. And I think crucially for us, it's not about investing in the retail market. It's not our core business. And, we stick to managing properties, collecting rent, and giving those returns to shareholders.
Mm. So you indicate that you have every faith that the property market will improve in the South African market in the longer term. And of course, most of your assets are here, about 88% of them. But in the short to medium term, you're expecting material growth to come from your offshore investments. And you indicate that last year you were making significant investments in your European business. Just tell us about the offshore businesses.
Yeah, I think we've got, certainly over the last few years, we've built up and what we refer to as some great offshore optionality. So through our platforms in Australia, the UK, and to a lesser extent to Europe that has come online over the last 12 to 18 months, I think we've got some really great access into developed markets. The European logistics platform that we invested into in May last year, the fundamentals and the underlying, the macroeconomics that sit across Europe have been, or certainly support that strategy. And the results coming out of logistics in Europe, certainly out of what we've seen, much better leasing. We've got some great pipeline that's been identified. And then we've bolted on, most recently, a light industrial platform, again, managed by the same guys on the ground in Europe. Hmm. And so we're very, very excited about what that will become. So over time, we've got equity commitments into Europe in terms of logistics of 150 million euros and 65 million euros into light industrial. So the better part of 215, 220 million euros. And we think that's quite exciting over the short to medium term.
You're eyeing some 6 of your South African properties to dispose of. That will amount, according to your estimations, to around 600 million rand. What will you be using the proceeds there for?
Yeah, I think we have an absolute focus on capital recycling and making sure that we put shareholders' capital to use in the best manner. And so sometimes we are a seller of assets, certainly not a forced seller. And it's a focus on making sure that we're enhancing shareholder returns through active capital management. And we'll use that to either, the proceeds will either delever the balance sheet further. So we're very comfortable at 35%. It adds or creates more headroom for us in order to transact either locally or abroad. And certainly, will help us fund those commitments into Europe over the next 12 to 18 months.
Yeah. Is that also a way of keeping your debt in check? Where are your debt levels currently?
Yeah, our gearing currently sits at just over 35%. We have a target ratio of between 30 to 35%. We like to keep it as low as possible. Again, there are lots of opportunities around both locally and abroad, and we like to have the headroom to be able to transact. And equally, going into an environment that we're in at the moment, having that balance sheet headroom is important purely from a conservative or prudent perspective.
Yes. Now, we know that being in property is a long-term game and the South African market has been rather lackluster, but you're hopeful about the future. With a new government, in inverted commas, what are you hoping will transpire with a re-energized new government?
Well, I think for sure that we're pointing in the right direction, first of all. I think for the first time, again, it's pretty much like the Edcon deal. We have to get our domestic affairs in order in South Africa in order to bring confidence. But growth has been missing. You know, while the whole world was growing over the last decade, we've been going sideways, and now we're facing headwinds abroad, which certainly would have a further impact in the South African market. So I think it's great that you've now got a strong leadership with President Ramaphosa. He's got a mandate to govern now and to deliver on growth and jobs, which they have promised in their electioneering or in the election campaign.
Yes.
We're comfortable and we're quite encouraged by the fact that he's engaged extensively with business and investors, which is a very positive sign for us. And I think it will just be important for the new administration to take the steps to implement the structural reforms to the economy and address all the budgetary and Eskom challenges that we faced, So I think it's positive. Would it be an immediate reaction? Certainly not. For sure, there's catch up to play. There's catch up, and there's you know, the average person in the street is he's got debt, he's
yes.
got issues, and I think that has an impact on retail. We see limited growth in the commercial or office sector as a result of it. So they're headwinds, but again, you know, we are a South African operation. 85% of our assets are here. We've got real hands-on skills, and I think we have to really put that to the test now and show the market that we can deliver on what our promise is, which is really, you know, to become recognized as South Africa's leading REIT.
That was Andrew Wooler and Daryl Mayers. They're the two co-CEOs at the Investec Property Fund.